just want to comment on these words, Balokvar Nema. I mean, the truth of the matter is that the first impression you get when you read those words, Balokvar Nema, is that the Brisa is referring to a pasuk that appears earlier in the Chumash. But that's not true. Because the pasuk Shivat Yomim, Siyor Lo Yomot V'Teichem, is in Shmos Yudbeis, and the pasuk Lo Yerolecha is in Shmos Yudgimel. So Halokvar Nemar means once we have it. That's how you have to read it. Once we have the pasuk Lo Yerolecha Siyor, Lo Yerolecha Chumash, which is coming a little bit later, why do we need Lo Yimotze? What does Lo Yimotze come to teach me that I wouldn't have known from Lo Yerolecha? Let's make a calculation of how many psukim we have. In truth, we have three psukim. We have Shivat Yomim Si'or Lo Yimotze Bevateichem, and here the Torah specifies Si'or. Then we have Lo Yerolecha Chometz V'Lo Yerolecha Si'or V'Chol Gvulecha. Here the Torah mentions Chometz in one Lo Yerolecha, and a third pasuk, I mean, it's all part of the same pasuk, but a third pasuk, V'lo Yerolecha Si'or, going back to Si'or. So what I want to discuss with you just for a few minutes, because I think it's important, is what's the status of Chometz, what's the status of Si'or? Are these two separate lavim in the Torah, two separate isurim, or they're basically identical, at least as far as the ether is concerned? In other words, is there any nafkamina between Chometz and Si'or, or basically, as far as Halach is concerned, these are synonymous, interchangeable terms? So if you open up, I don't know if anyone has a Mishnah here, Beitza. The Mishnah at the beginning of Beitza records the machlokas between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Okay, we'll just say it over Baal Peh. And according to Beit Shammai, there's a difference between the Isur Achila and the Isur of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh. According to Beit Shammai, with regard to Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, the shear of Chometz is the Kosevet, whereas the shear of Si'or is Kizayis. That's as far as Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh is concerned. As far as Achil is concerned, both Chometz and Si'or have the same identical shear of a Kizayis. But what would you say, if we want to equate Chometz and Si'or, according to Beit Shammai, is that absolutely correct? Is it all one Isur? Is it one Lav? The obvious answer is no, it cannot be, because if it's different Shiurim, then it must be different Isurim. I mean, one could argue the following, that according to Beit Shammai, as far as Isur Achila is concerned, there is no difference between Si'or and Chometz. They're both identical, it's one Isur. However, as far as Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh is concerned, you have to grant that according to Beit Shammai, they're two different Isurim. Beit Hillel, on the other hand, have the same shear for both Chometz and Si'or, both with regard to the Isur Achila and with regard to the Isur Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh. So it's always an Isur Kizayis. And here we can ask the following question. Is that coincidental, according to the Shita of Beit Hillel, that two different Isurim, Beit Hillel basically belongs to the camp of Beit Shammai, that they're two different Isurim, two different Lavim. However, the Shiurim happen to be identical. You could have two different Isurim with the same Shear. You know, you could say Dam and Chelev and Avela and Tresa, they all have the same Shear, but yet they're certainly independent Isurim. So what's the status of Achila and Bal Yiroh with regard to Chometz and Si'or? So it's interesting that the Rambam himself is very outspoken about this. The Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, this Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, after establishing that Chometz is Asur Bhanna, and not only that, Chometz is Asur B'Shehiyah, Hameniach Chometz B'Shuso, Afal Pishal O'Ochlo Over B'Shnei Lavim, Shenemar Lo Yerolecha Si'or, V'Chol Gvulecha, V'Nemar Si'or Lo Yimotzeh V'Techa. Then the Rambam adds the following statement, the Iser HaChometz, the Iser HaSi'or Shebo Machmitim Echadu. I mean, the Rambam is really very explicit on this. There's one Iser which applies to both Chometz and Si'or. And the Raivid disagrees. Says the Raivid, Omar Avram, Dafka L'Shiurehem. The Raivid is saying, okay, they both have the same Shiur. because we passed like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. But that's only coincidental. There are fundamental differences between Chometz and Tzior. Ava le'inyan biur, ula inyan achila. Whether we're talking about the Isra achila or the mitzvah biur and the Isra shia, yesh hefresh beinehem. There's a fundamental difference between Chometz and Tzior. They shouldn't be equated. So the Rabbi is not happy with the Rambam who says that Isra Chometz v'Isra Tzior echad hu. He goes on the Rabbi. What's the fundamental difference between the two that generate two different Isurim? Shachometz in Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. If Chometz becomes inedible, is Eino Zokuk Levaya, then it's not Chometz at all. You don't have to destroy it or anything. But if Ve'asar, Afal Tishu Nifsal, Chayov Levaya. Because what Tzior says the Rabbi, Tzior is not a Nechal, it's not a Torah Sachila, it's not Isuri Achila, but rather Lefishu Roy Lahachmitz Bokama Isos. Tzior has the ability to cause fermentation in, it's kind of a yeast to ferment the dough. And therefore, says the Rabbi, the only way that you can take Tzior and remove the shame Isur of it is Dafti, he says, Elam Kein Yichdol Yeshiva. You know, he designates it for another purpose. For another shimush, v'toch panav betit, and he has to change the structure of it. But the fact that it's nifsal me'achilas kelev even would not undermine the isus siyor. Could be that if you eat it, you're potter because of shalom kedarko, but you still would violate bal yiro bal yimotze, and you'd have to destroy it. So we have here a fundamental machlokus between the Rambam and the Ravid within the context of Beit Hillel. Once again, if we talk about Beit Shammai, then certainly Chometz and Tzior are two different Yisurim. They have two different Shiurim. But if we talk and if we accept Beit Hillel, and the Shiur of Chometz and the Shiur of Tzior is identical, both L'gavi Achila and L'gavi the Mitzvah of Beer and the Yisur Bal Yerov HaYamotzeh, then you could open up this question. This is an interesting issue, which is between the Rambam and the Ravid. Are they fundamentally two different Yisurim? The Rambam, as we said, is very outspoken. He says the Isur is one. The Ravid, on the other hand, says no. It's a whole different Isur because Tzior is not also Vitaris Nechal. It's not Nechal, it's Nifsal. Whereas Chometz and Nifsal is not Chometz. Whereas Tzior, even though it's Nifsal, you'd have to be Mavirat, you'd have to destroy it. Unless you change it completely, you change its structure and its designation. Now, in addition to Chometz and Tzior, there's a third category I just want to mention, and that's called Seor. That's already something totally different. That's with a yud in it, Seor. And here we have Machlok, who's shown him exactly what Seor is. Seor is basically underbaked Chometz, or underbaked Matzah. So there are two stages. I'll just say this very quickly, and we'll go on, just for your own edification. There are two stages in the baking process. One, which is the earliest stage, is called kikrimas ponov. In other words, the face of the matzah changes colors. And the next stage is kikarne chagomim, where you really have cracks and it's totally, totally baked. So Seor, according to the Rambam, this is the Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel, the Rambam says that's already an earlier stage. It's only hasifu ponov, that's called Seor. And the Rambam says, you're not chayiv kareis for that, but on the other hand, if you eat it, you're chayiv malchus. That's the Rambam shita. Many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they say that Seor has the same status as something that's not chometz, and not only do we suspend malchus, but there's no iser achila at all. You don't violate so again, according to the Rambam, you get malchus for it. According to the other Rishonim, you don't even get malchus for it. You have to destroy it. There's a fee of hashbasa. Okay, let's just go on in the sugya now, because I want to really spend some time with this sugya. I find this sugya very fascinating, just to learn pshat. The Gemara says halo kvar nemar, so we have already lo yirolecha. So why do I need lo yimotze? So the Gemara says the following. This is the bright. Lufisha never lo yirol lechot tzior shal cha I atoroah. Aval atoroah shal achayr v'shal govoah. If I only had the posuk of Lo Yiro Lecha, and we emphasize the word Lecha, so it means that you're only in violation of this Issa if you own the Chametz. But if it belongs to Acherim or Shal Gavah, is then there's no Isur of Bal Yirah, because there's no Lecha. So Yachal Yatmin V'Yakabel Pigdonus Min HaNachri. If I take the word Yirah, it has to be visible. If I take the word Lecha, it has to be owned by the Jew and not by a guy. Therefore, I would say that Yatmin V'Yakabel Pigdonus Min HaNachri Chometz Batmona is not Yirah, if it's hidden. Or if it's Chometz from a guy, which I took responsibility for, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, so that too would be Shal Acherim. And therefore, it's excluded under the pasuk Lecha. Talmud Lomar Lo Yimate. So it means that in the pasuk of Lo Yimate, which ends with the word Bivatechem in your bayis, you violate Bal Yatmin and Bal Yikabel Tikdonos Min Anofri. So we have a stira here, in a sense, between two psukim. Because in the pasuk Lo Yi Roy Lecha, the Torah adds the stipulation of Lecha. You need violence in order to violate this Issa. On the other hand, in Lo Yimate, the Torah drops the Lecha, so presumably you don't need violence. So the Gemara says, how do we reconcile this contradiction? And we say the following, if it's Shal Acherim, you know, the guy plastic comes down on my table and I don't take any responsibility for it, then we apply the principle of Lo Yiro Lecha. Lecha Yetarov Letarov Shal Acherim. If on the other hand you took responsibility for that comment, the Gemara is going to talk about a case of B'nai Mechuza, where if the chametz gets lost or stolen, you have to replace it. So with that level of achrayus, we include it under Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh because of the pasuk Lo Yimatzeh and the absence of the word Lecha. So let's just take a moment and think about this. If you have chametz, Kedonah Shel Nachrim, which you accepted achrayus, you're responsible for that chametz. If it's lost, you have to replace it. So what is the Torah telling me about that chometz? Why do I violate the Ether Bal Yimate, and then through the Gzeirah Shava that we'll see, therefore you violate Bal Yirah as well? So there are two ways of learning this. What are the two ways of learning this? Who can give me a good hakira here? Now that the Torah says that from Bal Yimate is derived that you chayev even with Achrayas, even though it's not yours, what is the Torah telling me? Rafael, can you help me out here? What are the two possibilities? Either A, the Torah is telling me that what?
That it is yours.
Or
it's not yours, but you still have it.
Correct, that you violate by your own what, even though it's not yours. So who remembers, again, this is for the Kol guys, we remember the Ramban, that the Ramban says, based on a Yerushalmi, that you violate by your own by your own, even for Chavit Shal Hefker. So you see from that Ramban that the Mechayev of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is violence. You mamish need real violence in order to violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So then we're going to have to say, I got a little confused. According to the Ramban, who says that you violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh Mechomet Shal Hefker, you don't need violence, correct? You don't need violence. So then we can say that if you were Mechabal Achrayus on Mechomet Shal Nachrim, despite the fact that it's not yours, nevertheless, you violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So even if I hold Dover Agorim L'mamon Kimamon Dovi, which is one day in the Gemara, it's only Kimamon Dovi. It's not really yours. But you realize full well that if this chametz gets lost or stolen, you're going to have to replace it. So what's your relationship to this chametz? How would it be similar to the case of Chametz Shel Hefker? Do you remember we discussed Bittul? What's the goal of Bittul according to the Ramban?
This connection.
Right, what's that called in the Lashon Kodesh, in the Ramban Tanya? Eino Gotze V'Kiyumo. Eino Gotze V'Kiyumo. So the Torah says even if you don't have violence on this Chometz, that's not enough. You can still violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh if it's Gotze V'Kiyumo. So for example, the Ramban says you have Chometz Shel Hefker and you intend to be Zoka in the Chometz Shel Hefker, so you very much want this Chometz to exist. And therefore you violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. What about Pigdono Shel Nachrim, Kibol HaMachrayis, even if you'll Dover Gorm L'mam Kibom and Dami, but it's not really your mom? The answer is that since if it's lost, you'll have to replace it, that Chometz represents Mamon for you. So you certainly want it to exist. You don't want it to get lost or stolen. That's called Rotsa B'Kiyum. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is no. Then Enochinami, the Machayev of Bal Yerov Bayimotzi, the basic condition for violating Bal Yerov Bayimotzi is violence. You really have to own the Chometz. If you don't own the Chometz, then it's not Bal Yerov Bayimotzi. And Chometz Shal Hefker, not like the Ramban, is you don't violate Bal Yerov Bayimotzi. So you really need violence. Then you're going to have to say the Chiddush here in Kibul Olav Achrayus is that that's considered violence. Whatever the Torah requires for violence in order to violate by Rabbi Motze, you have it in the case of Kibul Olav Achrayus. And once again, you're going to have to say it in one of two ways. Either you're going to say, Domar Gorim Lamam and Kimam and Dami, it's the universal principle that since I have Achrayus, it's considered mine, and that's violence mamish. Again, I can't sell it, but I do have violence if it gets stolen, the God of has to pay me kefil. Or do we say, no, Domar Gorim Lamam and Lav Kimam and Dami. But here, as far as Chometz is concerned, the Torah said that's called violence. Whatever violence you have in a Dovra Adorim Lamamim, that's sufficient to be Mechayev you for Bal Yerov Bayimot. So again, this is a very important Chakira as to what the Mechayev is in Bal Yerov Bayimot. You're not giving it Chometz Shal Hefker. What does Rashi say over here? Talmud Lomer Lo Yimotze. As Rashi says, the Asa L'cha Shal Acherim, right? The Hacha Lo Ksiv L'cha. I don't know, the impression you get when you read the Rashi is that you don't need violence on Chometz. It sounds a little bit like the Ramban. Okay, I don't know if it has to be like that, but let's go on. So the Gemara, the Braita continues and says, Ainli Ella. Eli Ela Benachri Shalo Kibashto. The Ain Shari Imach Bechotze. So here there's a machlokas Abaye Barov. So let's see. According to Abaye, we're going to have to switch this around because it's going on the Chiyut. That your Chai for Pigdon Shal Nachri. According to Rava, it's going on Atarosh Shal Achem Gavol the Heter. So if it's going on the Heter, I might think, according to Rava's chat, that the Heter extends only to Nachri Shelo Kibashto. The Ain't Shari Mafakot. Nachri Shekibashto. Vishari Imach Bechotzer. Minayat. And the Gemara's going to answer, the Brites can answer, Trey Zimni. Lachol Lachot Trey Zimni. That's how the Gemara's going to correct it. So this Gemara, the way Rava interprets this Braisa, would seem to be a very strong proof for the Ramban. This is what the Ramban says. Why do I need two psukim to pattern me up in Chometz Shal Acherim, one for Nachri Shal Lo Kibashto, and if I only had one pasuk, that would be the extent of the Heter. And then I need another pasuk to tell me that it's mutter to have chometz shal nachri shal acherim if it's what? Even if it's nachri shekibashto. Says the Ramban, in any case, whether it's nachri shalo kibashto or nachri shekibashto, who owns this chometz? It belongs to nachri, it doesn't belong to me. I mean, clearly in the case of shari imcha b'chater, it's not your chometz. And even if it's a nachri shekibashto, and somehow you dominate this chometz, he's tachas yodcha, but still it's his mama.
But you lose that.
What do you say?
But you lose that.
So again, why is this a riot to the Ramban? The Ramban holds that you don't need bailus for what? For Bal Yerov Bayimotze. If you don't need bailus, then the question is, what bailus of someone else would pattern me up from Bal Yerov Bayimotze? So, for example, Hefker, no one else picked it up. So, according to Ramban, I violate Bal Yerov Bayimotze. If it belongs to the Nachri, then I don't violate Bal Yerov Bayimotze. What's the difference between Hefker and Nachri? In Hefker, there's no other bailus to remove my Bal Yerov Bayimotze. Whereas in the case of Nachri, since it belongs to the guy, that's a new bailus that replaces my bailus. So therefore, it's not Bal Yerov Bayimotze. But maybe that's only the case of a Nachri Shaloki Bashta. But if it's a Nachash HaKibashto, then I very much want to have his chametz laying around. You know, maybe I'll take over his chametz at some point, right? I'll confiscate it because he's under my control. So there's a little bit of rotza v'kiyuma over here. So basically, according to the Ramban, the lecha lecha trei zimni is really making a breakthrough over here. That bailus of acherim is mafkia bal yirah v'yamotza. And lo zugulvad, not only in the case of bailus shel acherim of a regular nachri, shelo kibashto, but even in the case of a nachri shekibashto, since it's still considered bailus shel acherim, therefore it's mafkia the bal yirah v'yamotza. So I can say that I want this chametz to exist. Maybe I'll get it from you. I'll confiscate it from the guy. So it's rotze b'kiyumo. But the Torah says lecha lecha to teach you that if there's bailus shel acherim, then the fact that you want the chametz to exist is irrelevant. So let's say, for example, you walk down the street and there's a vendor selling whiskey, right? And you wanna hope that at some point you'll be able to buy that whiskey from him. So would you violate bal yirah v'yamotze? Because it's rotza b'kiyumo, I hope this whiskey stays fresh and I'll be able to get an opportunity to buy from him. The answer is no, because that's not like chametz shel hefker. Chametz shel hefker, there's no bailus in a positive sense of acherim that can remove the entire realm of bal yirah v'yamotze, the whole category of bal yirah v'yamotze. But in the case of chametz shel acherim, where the guy owns the chametz, that in a positive way removes it from my bal yirah v'yamotze. And the nafkamina is, even if I'm rotza b'kiyumo, then it's not bal yirah v'yamotze. But maybe within that context, you could wonder, well, shel acherim, yeah, maybe it's shel acherim, if it's a nachri, shel lo kibashto, how do you know that your mafkia bal yirah v'yamotze through the violence of nachri shel acherim, even if it's a nachri shekibashto? I mean, there, I have access to his chametz, and maybe he's even shorim of b'chater. Is therefore we need another pasuk lecha to exclude nachri shekibashto. So this sugya is really a very strong proof for the Ramban that you don't need bailus of the Jew in order to violate bal yirah v'yamotze. There's something other than bailus, even like hefker. And then you have to ask yourself, well, what levels of bailus shel acherim would be mafkia bal yirah v'yamotze? And therefore we need two psukim of lecha lecha. Fine. So now all this leads us to the following conclusion. We've got, on the one hand, lo yirah lecha. Lo yirah lecha would tell me that there's no violation of bal yirah v'yamotze in hatmana, nor in the case of chametz shel acherim. And presumably, chametz shel acherim would mean even if the Jew accepted achrayim. But then we have lo yimotze, and there the Torah drops the lecha. Lo yimotze means anything that's nimtza in Batim. So maybe I would come to the conclusion that once Bal Yimotze tells me that in Batim I'm chayav even for chametz hatamun, that's only in Batim. But once I leave, I extend beyond the bias into the Gvul, and I go into the territory of what? Lo Yiroya. Well, chametz hatamun doesn't come under the violation of Lo Yiroya. Or, for example, if Lo Yimotze comes to tell me that I'm chayav for chametz shel acherim v'pikdono shel nachri is mekabel achrayus, that's only where? In Batim, as far as the unique chiddush of Lo Yimotze. Once I extend beyond the bayis into the gvul, and I have the lav of Lo Yimotze, so Lo Yimotze says, lecha, the precondition is it's got to be yours. Here it's not mine, it belongs to the acherim. Even though I was mekabel was achrayus. Minayim litein es ha'omer b'zeh 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 b'zeh. How do I know that in the case of Bal Yachmin, you will violate this law, Vivatim, because the simple pshat of Lo Yimotze, but even if I go beyond the bias, Bigvulin, and there's only a pasuk of Lo Yirah, how do I know that even in that case, I violate the law with Hatmono? For that I need Gzeir Shavu. And on the other hand, how do I know that the Chiyuv of Chavish Shal Acherim B'kibol Olav HaChrayim B'pikdono Shal Nachri, which is derived from Lo Yimotze, would apply even in the case of Lo Yirah in the Zvulim, and for that I need a Gzeirah Shal. Correct? That's the sugya. Wait, just 1 second. Yeah. What did you want to say? I'm sorry.
Just didn't. No, never mind.
No. Did I say anything that wasn't clear? I mean, again, I just it's very important for me at this point that we comprehend exactly why we need this Gezeirah Shavah. Correct?
Yes.
That has to be crystal clear. Is everybody on board why we need the Gezeirah Shavah?
That's the question.
Yeah.
The Rambam saying it's two different.
What, Chometz and
Tzior? Yeah.
Oh, you're back to the Rambam of Chometz and Tzior, yeah.
One of these Pesukim only talks about Tzior. The other one, I mean, Lo Yimat is only Tzior.
Correct.
The Rambam is both of them. So why, how can we use the Gezeirah Shavah? You're going to say Gezeirah Shavah, Chometz and Tzior, Hekesh together, and therefore you could go and put...
Correct. Yeah, you have to add a whole new dimension to Gezeirah Shavah with the Rambam.
I'm saying if first right. you then Makish the two of them, but then once you're Makish them... Once you match them together, you can say that there are two mitzvahs, but they all have the same they have the same dinim at that point. Then why would you say that one's possible? Why would you make
right? In other words, let's say for example, according to the Rife, if let's say Sior is not edible, but nevertheless there's a chiyuv of bal yerov matzeh on Sior, and that's the Torah's Mekadesh, then we have to ask ourselves, Sior has its own bal yerov matzeh, and now that Chometz has its own bal yerov matzeh, are they identical? So the Rambam is saying that they have the same shiur, and in both cases you're going to violate Bal Yerov Bal Yemotzeh for a kizayis. But he says since they're fundamentally different, itzurim, one is a nechal and one is not royal achiva, one is machamis etzayisa, one is chomis hanechal. Therefore, you can ask them. You know the Gemara's question is very good. Maybe if you had only the pasuk of Lo Yirol Chasiyar, maybe you wouldn't have a right to derive chomis from that. But I guess this is all included
in the
lacking everything. Correct. Now I want to ask you a question, Rabosa. This I think is a very important question. Once we have the Gezeirah Shavah, okay, until now we understood why we need the Gezeirah Shavah. The stage was set, we need the Gezeirah Shavah. Now center stage the Gezeirah Shavah. What do we have after the Gezeirah Shavah? Do we have two lavim in the Torah which are identical? This is what I call kfelus halav. You know, very often the Torah will repeat a lav many times. But it's all the same lav. I mean, even though the Torah repeats itself. The only unique thing about this case is that the Torah repeats the lav in a different formulation. And there are different dinim that I would derive from each formulation. You know, Lo Yimatzeh tells me Bal Yatmin, Bal Yikal Pigon Shavlo. Lo Yirolacha tells me Chom Shal Acherim is not included, etc., etc. So I need the two lavim in different formulations in order to be Megala the different dinim. But once I derive from the Gezeirah Shavah that we equate these two lavim, it's really one and the same lav. Okay? You see, it's not like the question of the Raivu. You know, when the Rambam is asking, the Zipshin Chometz and Tziar, that we're not talking about. We're talking about the same Heft of Chometz. And the question is, does the Lav simply repeat itself? I know you'll ask me, how can you say the Lav repeats itself? I mean, here it's written this way and here it's written that way. It's not like, you know, the Torah says, you know, Lotigzel Trey Zimne or something like that. The answer is that in this case, the Torah gave it to me in different formulations to reveal different dinim. But at the end, when I equate these two, then it's nothing more than Kfelus Halav. Or do we say no? Even after the Gezeirah Shavah, there are two separate lavim. It could be that all the applications will apply in both directions, but nevertheless, it's still two separate lavim. And an afkamina would be, how many malchus do you get for this? If you violate Bal Yerov HaYemotzeh, do you get two sets of malchus? 80 malchus. Or do you get only one set of malchus, 40? I don't know if anyone talks about this. I mean, again, take a look.
As a general rule for Bal Yerov HaYemotzeh, like if I had two kazesim or whatever, two kotevets of something, would I get 80 malchus?
Well, it may depend if they're two separate kefets. If you have, you know, one large object, two, but if you have two, you'd violate for each one. Again, the only nafkamina would be in the Rambam's Machamis HaSa'isa. Correct?
Also, there would start. I mean, it could happen.
Correct. No, because otherwise the law changed, but Maisa, and then...
No, what I'm saying, in this case, it'd be even if you get one set of Malkus, it'd be about half a shear of one and half a shear of the other.
Oh, you want to know about Chazin Tarufin?
Yeah.
Or what? Okay, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe it'll be totally in this Hakira, but I'm just saying, just fundamentally, in terms of the Lavim, do we end up here with one Lav or with two different Lavim? That's what I don't know. Now, if I can find an Afkamina between the two Lavim, then for sure it's two Lavim. So the Ritva here quotes in the name of Acherim, I have no idea who these Acherim are, that if, I'll read to you the Lashon of Ritva, the Ritva says, Mahani gzeir shavu liten kula digvulim bebatim, lemishri shal Acherim, b'shel gavoa, b'lo achrat, v'liten chumra bebatim begvulim, less of achrat. Avol leka begvulim, el alav delo yiro l'chut. Wow. So according to the Ritva, the name of Acherim, Bigvulin, you only violate the lav of Lo Yiroa, not the lav of Lo Yimotze, because the lav of Lo Yimotze is only where? Is only Bibatin. And he goes a step further. He says, therefore, if you would have Bigvulin Tamun, Tamun Bigvulin, you would not violate Vayiroa Vayimotze. So Boris Zichnim Oros has to be in such a way that it could be seen by the naked eye. But let's say you put it in a bar and then you cover up the bar. It's like according to the Ritva for the name of Acherim, you don't violate anything. You don't violate Bal Yimotze because it's in Gvulin and it's not in Batin. You don't violate Bal Yiraya because it's not Yiraya, because it's Tomun. But Rabbeinu, what do you see clearly from the Ritva? Are we dealing with one lav that the Torah just repeats it, or are we dealing with two separate lavim? Obviously, hello, is anybody home? It's two separate lavin. But the Ra'ah, but the Ritva quotes the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah disagrees, and says the Ra'ah, no, that just like Lo Yiraya applies Bigvulin, so too Lo Yimotze applies Bigvulin. And you'd violate both Lo Yiraya and Lo Yimotze Bigvulin, and even Bitamun.
But doesn't the Gemara itself say you're over in Bitamun? Bigvulin?
What do you mean, Gemara? Which Gemara?
Our Gemara here, it says Bigvulin after the Kalachomer. That's what it uses.
Where? I don't know, I'm not sure exactly where you're referring to. So just if you don't mind, just. I should have read the Gemara before, I apologize.
Yeah, some of them are star, star, like Zereshav, and then we're starting to talk about the star, like you must have a faith. And then we're starting to talk about the star, and then we're starting to talk about the star, and then we're starting to talk about the star, and then we're starting to talk about the star, and then we're starting to talk about the star, and then we're starting to talk about the star, and then we're starting to talk about the
Afsi or Ha'om Bigvulin, according to that text, right? Over Mishum, even what? Bal Yiroa, Ubal Yimotze.
Ubal
Yatne. So according to this text, who's correct here?
The
Ra'ah. The Ra'ah. Right? So that's what that Ra'ah says. How's the Acherim going to read this Gemara? Alright? So again, according to the Ra'ah, it seems like it's all one lav, and you don't have any nafkaminas between the two. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Does anybody have a Sefer HaMitzvah by any chance? Yeah. Can you open up a Sefer HaMitzvah? Open it up if you have it. Again, if you had a hard copy, it would be even better. It's Lo Ta'aseh Reish and Lo Ta'aseh Reish Al. So the Rambam quotes Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze as two separate lavin in the minyan HaMitzvah. Also, if you have Hilchos Chametz Tumas in the beginning, he has it as two separate lavin. He's got Shelo Lechol Chametz. And then he has Shlo Yiroa Kol Chametz, and then he says Shlo Yimotze Chametz. So he's got Shlo Yiroa and Shlo Yimotze as two separate lavin. Do I have the right, therefore, to conclude that does he have it also in the Sefer HaMitzvah, two separate lavin? So if this be the case, do I have the right to conclude, based on the Rambam, who counts them as two separate lavin in Tayag, that you would get two sets of Malkus if you violate Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze? Again, whether you hold like the Ritva in the name of Acherim, that we're talking about, let's say, Tomun and Batin, where you violate two lavim, right? Or whether you hold like the Ra'ah, that even in Gvulin you violate both lavim. Either way, but if a Chai Gavna that you violate both lavim, would you get two sets of Malkus? If the Rambam counts it as what? As two separate lavim, it sounds like you should get two separate sets of Malkus. But, you know, on second thought, maybe that's not a proof. You know, the Rambam might count it as two separate lavim simply because you violate two lavim, but even though the Torah repeated the same lav twice, and if you'd only get one set of malchus, is the Rambam counts it as two separate lav? In other words, according to the Rambam, as long as the Torah repeats itself in two different ways and formulates two different dinim, then that's enough to get... you know, to count it as two separate lots. If Okay, let me ask you the following question. The pasuk says, "Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro." So in Tmuru, "Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro." So they're two separate laws. So what would you say about that? Would you get two sets of malchus? So if you take a look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tmura, you have that? The Tana, if you have the Rambam at Hilchos Tmura, I think he says you get two sets of malchus, does he not? Except the only problem is that the lav of Lo Yomer also is a lav hanitek le'ese, because the next pasuk says, v'im ha'imir yamir also, v'yahu utmurato yeh kodesh. But it's not for the fact that that lav was nitak liyese, then you would get malchus. So again, you only get one set of malchus for tmura. That's because the Torah has a, on the second lav, the Torah has a nitak liyese. Now there's no difference between lo yachlifen or lo yamir also. There's no nafkamina, yet you get, again, in theory, you'd get two sets of malchus. It's not for the problem of what? Of lav hanitak liyese. So again, we do have a source for a possibility of violating two lavim which are identical, and yet you get two sets of malchus. Again, it's only theoretical, but you would get two sets of malchus.
The Rambam says asay v'shnei lavim. He just means that it's an asay with asay and shnei lavim, but the second lav is nitak l'asay.
Correct. That's what I think he means. You have Rambam in Tmura?
Yeah.
What does he say there? You want to read it to me? I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
From the beginning, or
just the part that's relevant to us, if you can.
The Rambam lucky mal to Tmura haray lav shabbat nitak l'asay shenamar v'im hema yomriya v'hayahu Tmura to yekadosh ifnei sheyesh ba asay v'shnei lavim.
Okay, so just that one line is relevant to us. He has two lavim and one eser. So he's saying that one lav is nitak l'eser.
And that's why it doesn't
get. And it's nogeta malchus, meaning that in theory, if not for the fact that the second lav was nitak l'eser, you would get malchus for the second lav. Even though there's no difference, halach l'maaseh, between one lav and the other. So what all I'm trying to point out is that if we want to know whether in chometz and bal yirah b'yemotzi, in theory you can get two sets of malchus, like the Rambam has Machamis and Sayisa, so the answer to that would be, well, there's no nafkamina between the two lavim, because the Rambam does not accept the opinion of the Ritva B'Shem Acherim, he's like the Ra'or, and there's no nafkamina. But I don't think that that's an answer, because the proof is that Tmura is the same identical lav twice, and yet you would get two sets of malchus. Let's listen to the Rambam's language here, Perek Dal and Milchus Chometz Samachta. It says, Kosev HaTorah, Lo yirah lecha chametz, yachol im taman oso, o hifkir oso, biyad goyim. Okay, the Rambam has a different sheet in Pekdomish al Nochri, we'll get to that some other time. Is yachol lo yeh over, because Torah says lo yirah lecha, so it's not lo yirah in the case of Talmud, it's not lecha in the case of hifkir. Talmud lomar, si or lo yimatze bebatechem. The Torah says lo yimatze, afilu hitmino, o hifkido. Yachol lo yehe over, el im kein hoya chomis bebeso. This is the havamin of the acherim of the Ritva. The Rambam actually raises this as a theoretical havamin. Again, yachol says Rambam lo yehe over, el im kein hoya chomis bebeso. Avol im hoya rochok mi beso besoda o beir acheret. Lo yehe over, tabin lo bechol zvulecha bechol rishusecha or rishuscha. Yochel yehi chayav levayar mirshuto chomet shal goy or shal hegdish tava lomar lo yirolcha shal chaya taro avo taro shal chem shal gavoh hola madito says Rama locha bey shechomet shal Yisrael in a nicho birshuto afilu tamun vafilu beir acheret afilu mufka diad goyim hareza over mishum lo yirav lo yimate. So it's fascinating that the Rambam goes through this entire calculation, the Havamina, the Maskana, that's very atypical of the Rambam, that you might think, based on Lo Yiroyah, that there's no problem with Hatmona, there's no problem with Pikdono Shal Nochri, or, for example, you might only violate this Isur Bebeto, and not outside of his bias. So when he wants to say that you violate outside the bias, he quotes the Pasuk of Lo Yiroyah B'chol Gvulecha. when he wants to tell you that you violate even batmana or even pikdonos, he quotes the possible yimate. And then the Rambam says that they're all the same. So I'll be frank with you, the impression I get here is that the Rambam in Chometz would claim that you only get one set of malchus. You know, the Rambam, although he counts lo yirah and lo yimata as two separate lavim, I can't prove what I'm about to say, but Levi Omerly, intuitively I sense that the Rambam would have told me that there's two sets of malchus over here. In other words, the Rambam really never, in the pnim of Hilchos Chometz, he never calls them two lavim. He counts them as two lavim. And the Sefer HaMitzvah says the Minyan HaMitzvah before Hilchos Chometz Tanakh. But he never calls them two lavim. In Tzmurah, he calls them two lavim. Here, he doesn't call them two lavim. But yet, on the other hand, paradoxically, the Rambam feels compelled to tell you that if you only had Lo Yiroeh, then you would derive the conclusion about Batit. And therefore, Hatmana would be prohibited in the Bayit. If you only had the possible Yimate, Hatmana would be permissible. And if you had Lo Yimate, since it's Lo Yirah, then Hatmana would be permissible. And if you have Lo Yirah Lecha, then even Pikdonos Shel Nachri would be permissible. I mean, it's very odd to me that the Rambam feels compelled to, in a sense, be pedagogic over here and present all these Havamimis. But the real question that I want to ask you is not just a textual question, it's a lavdisher question. What's the difference between Tmura, where the Rambam has two different lavim and two different sets of malchus, two different isurim, even though they're identical, and Palyurov Vayimate, where the Rambam seems to call it one lav, at least as far as malchus is concerned. He never says that you would get two sets of malchus. I think it's a little bit too much of a chiddush, even for a guy like me, to say that you get two sets of malchus from Palyurov Vayimate, when the Rambam Lamaisi equates the two. I want to throw out a svara here. I don't know. It's a little bit new. You've heard of the phrase grera, right? Grera. Grera means schlepping, right? Is there such a thing as a lav hagorer lav? Let me explain what I mean. The Gzeres Shavah is not telling me that these two lavim are identical. What the Gzeres Shavah rather is saying is that one lav is gorer the other lav, meaning the following. The Gzeres Shavah teaches me that when you violate Lo Yiroeh, then you violate Lo Yimata. So, for example, if you have Chometz B'Gvul and outside of your bias, basically, which lav do you violate? You violate Lo Yiroeh, because there it says B'chol Gvulech. You don't violate Lo Yimata. Comes along the Gzeres Shavah and says that once you violate Lo Yiroeh, you're also chayef for lo yimata. The lo yimata is nigrar achar the lo yirah. And the same thing in reverse. Let's say you violate lo yimata in Tamuz or in Pikdonos Shel Nachri. At that point, I would say you violate lo yimata. You don't violate lo yirah. Because lo yirah, it's not lo yirah, it's Tamuz. It's not lecha, and if it's not lo yirah, it's Pikdonos Shel Nachri. But what happens here? The Gzeres Shavah comes along and establishes that once you violate Lo Yimate, is Nigrar Achrov Lo Yirah, and you violate both lavim. So it could be then that according to the Rambam, at 1 second in time, again, it's not really a second in time, don't take me literally, it's a conceptual second in time, but in that conceptual second in time, you really only violate one of the two laws. But the Gzeres Shavah comes along and says that now, since you violated one law, we're going to clamp you down with another law, so you'll violate two different issues.
If you still get two sets of malchus.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Really, you would not get two sets of malchus. Why wouldn't you get two sets of malchus? Because the second lav is an inferior lav. It's not a real bona fide lav. It can't generate malchus because the second lav is only a nigrar lav. It's not really independently a lav unto itself. If the Torah says lo yomir oso lo yachlifen v'lo yomir oso, then what difference does it make? The Torah is telling you violate this lav, you violate that lav. It's just two different lavim. So the Rambam holds if each lav is independent and has its own yichus, and it's as powerful as the other, because my ul mehai mehai, why is one superior to the other, then in Okinami you should get malchus for either one of them. But in the case of Chometz, the Rambam says you can't get malchus for the second lav, because the second lav really is not mechayev you at all. It's only mechayev you because of the principle established by the Gzeres Shavah of Greira. Greira, I'm just using Greira as a concept, that the second lav is nigra, our boss of the first lav. But it has no status unto itself.
But it's a stronger issue than by your right.
I'm not sure if I know what you mean by stronger. No, each one adds something that the other doesn't have. Lo Yirah is going to add Gvulecha, and Lo Yimatsi is going to add Tomun and Chomet Shalacherim in the case of Pigdonah Shalnach, Kibulah, right? Each one has a Chumra that the other one doesn't have. But why do we apply the Chumra of this one to there and the Chumra of that to there? Because according to the Rambam, like the Ra'ah against the Ritva, the name of Achirim, it's all Shavah v'Shavah, it's all equal. The answer is because of the Gzeres Shavah. But the Rambam still wants to tell you that despite the equation, as far as violating both Lavim, you really, really only violate one Lav. The Rambam wants you to know, it's not just a pedagogical trick over here, the Rambam wants, it's very important from the Rambam's perspective that we know, we understand that you really only violate one law.
So I think he's counted as one in Tariyah.
Again, so why is he counted as two lavim? Because the Rambam is a general sheet that when the Torah repeats two lavim, and each one is different, and one is gorer the other one, then he counts it as two lavim. But to generate malchus was a law, in a case where that law in and of itself could not possibly be violated. It's only violated because the Torah wants to be mashma b'neihem. So that second law, of whichever direction you're talking about in each case, is an inferior law. It's a second-rate law. And therefore you don't get malchus.
And what by tmura you wouldn't say?
Yeah, but tmura, what's inferior? You're gonna flip a coin and say, you know, oh, you violated lo yomir, so therefore you violate lo yachlus. I mean, what? I mean, they're both identical. So the rabbi therefore says that each lav stands on its own two feet and generates malchus. But if you have a lav that in and of itself would not be a violation, it would not generate an Easter, it's only through the principle of Greira, through the Gzeres Shavah that tells you, well, once you violate this, so the Gzeres Shavah says we're going to clamp you with another lav, so that second lav really doesn't apply in and of itself. And therefore, it cannot generate
malchus. So the mind has to mean that it's actually like... So
no, I'm saying the rabbi is trying to convey to us that don't think that you violate two independent lavim over here. Each lav is independent of the other. And therefore the real lav only applies in cases X, Y, and Z. And this lav only applies in case A, B, and C. Just that at the end of the day you're going to violate two lavim, but the second lav is a little bit less chavur than the first lav. So for example, if you have pikdonos shel nachrim, then In a pure sense, the Rambam is saying you should only violate lo yiralach, lo yimase. And therefore, even though you'll violate lo yirah, but it's exer shavadik lo yirah. And it's exer shavadik lo yirah, you can't get malchus for that. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay, Rambam, so now I want to ask a very, very important question. At least to me, it's very important. And if you agree with the question, then I'm sure you came up with it on your own. But it really, really bothers. If we only had lo yimase, correct? So you would violate this lav with chometz shel acherim. When I say chometz shel acherim, I mean even without a pratz. Once you have lo yim, I'm sorry. What did I just say? Did I get that right?
Yeah,
did I say that? Okay. If I only had lo yim mase, I would violate this law of even with chomet shel acherim. Comes along lo yira lecha and says, no, you don't violate it for chomet shel acherim. Correct? No, but the Torah says lo yim mase without lecha. The answer is kibul of achra. In the case of Talmud, we take the pasuk lo yim mase, and what do we teach? What do we learn from? What do we derive from lo yim mase? That you chayv on Talmud. I don't get it. Isn't there an inconsistency over here? When you look at lo yim mase and you come to the conclusion that you should violate even with it, even if it's Talmud and there's no lo yim roe, so you're going to tell me that lo yim mase reveals that lo yim roe is lav dafka. You know, negate lo yirah. Make believe it didn't say lo yirah. Even if it's yimase, that's enough to violate the law. So you take the chumra of lo yimase of Talmud, and you superimpose it, you transpose it onto lo yirah. But when it comes to the absence of the word lecha, meaning when I look at lo yimase, and lo yimase means even if it's not yours, but the chumash is nimsa, here, wait a minute. We're not willing to take that chiddush and superimpose it on the pasuk lo yirolecha and say lo yirolecha is lav dafka. Maishna. I don't get it. If you want to be consistent and you want to tell me that I can look at lo yimase and derive all sorts of chumras, all sorts of conclusions, and then superimpose them on lo yirah through the mechanism of gzeirah shava, so then why aren't you doing that consistently, straight across the board? Take lo yimase, derive all your conclusions, squeeze whatever juice you can squeeze out of it, and then superimpose it on lo yirolecha. And I want you to tell me, but it says lecha. Yeah, but it also says lo yirah. I don't understand why one is better than the other. How many people here just this is out of curiosity? I mean, we can count fingers. You can't count people, but right. So how many people feel for my question? I mean, I'm bothered by this question. This is what I call learning pshat. You know, just pshat. I don't understand what's going on over here. You're willing to take all you might say in a vacuum. You're going to analyze the pasuk and derive all sorts of halachic implications from the pasuk, and then you're going to use the gzeir shaman and superimpose those conclusions, those chumras, onto lo yiroeh. So do it straight down the board.
It doesn't say lecha.
It says lo yirolecha. So why did the Torah say lo yirolecha? The answer is b'chol gvulecha. So I take b'chol gvulecha according to the Rambam, and I superimpose it on lo yimase. So I violate lo yimase even if it's not in the batim. I says batim. The Torah says the Torah added a chumra of b'chol gvulecha. So you're willing to take a pasuk out of its pshuto shel mikra and take another pasuk with a chumra and through the gzeirah shava just completely neutralize the pasuk and all its kulas. So I knock out all the kulas. So I knock out the kula of batim. I'm going to knock out the kula of Talmud in the case of Lo Yirah. So why don't I do that consistently for the Chumra as well? And take the Chumra of Lo Yimase, which means even Chomet Shal Acherim, and forget about Pikdona Shal Nachri.
Because Lecha Lecha Shredinah applies already to Yimase, so it's as if Yimase is saying Lecha.
What are we talking about? Nachri shekibashto, nachri shelo kibashto? I'm asking about pikdona shel nachri. The lecha lecha trei zimni has to do with kibashto and shelo kibashto. Meaning,
no, and shelcha and shelcher.
I'm just saying, even if you take the word lecha and you throw it into the pot over here, like Zera Shama, and you equate lo yimotze, lo yiro, as far as lecha is concerned, that's only to teach you that the poter of Chomet Shel Acherim applies to Nachri Shekibashto. Even Nachri Shekibashto, and you would love for his Chomet to be around, because tomorrow you intend to confiscate it. Afal Pichen, you don't violate it. Why don't you violate it? Because Lecha Lecha Treizmin. It's an extra pasuk Lecha. I'm asking the opposite. I'm saying, let's look at Lo Yimotze without the word Lecha. And you want to know whether you violate Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze in Chomet Shel Acherim. So you're telling me, well, it says the word Lecha, but what about Lo Yimotze? It says lo yirai, and yet you're not willing to interpret the pasuk lo yirai in that way because it says lo yimatzei. So why not go with the fact that chometz l'acherim should be right? So yachol, I might think that you violate lo yirai lo yimatzei with chometz l'acherim because it says lo yimatzei. Tamid lo yirai l'cha i'atarav l'atarav l'acherim. Why? Why not take the lo yimatzei, derive the conclusion from lo yimatzei, and superimpose that on lo yirai? And if you ask me, how do I know we do such a thing? The answer is, it's right here in front of our nose. Because when it comes to atmana, we're going to say that since the Torah says lo yimatzei, you violate even bal yatzman. And we're going to take the pasuk lo yirai, and we're going to shove it down its throat that you violate even the tamun. So if you're going to do that, let's shove down the throat chomet shalachir. So I wanted to ask you a different question, which maybe sometimes you ask two questions and you can get an answer. You know, when I was a kid, they used to say a good Jew answers a question with a question. So this might be a case. If I have the pasuk lo yimatzei, is there any difference between my chametz and a guy's chametz? There are two pieces of chametz on my table, right? One is mine and one belongs to the guy. Are they exactly identical?
To some degree, no.
Okay, keep this question in mind. Now I want to ask another form of that question. Here are two pieces of chametz on my table, not on my table, two pieces of chametz in my rishut, right, in my body. One is galui, and the other is tum. Right? Are those two identical?
Yeah.
Why are they identical?
Because it's the same
virus. No, say better. Why are they identical? Because what does the Torah say? Lo yimatzeh. What difference does it make? Lo yimatzeh means lo yimatzeh. So there's no bit of a difference between Talmud and Sheino Talmud. They're all the same. Good? But what about Chometz Shel Yisrael versus Chometz Shel Acher? Are those two identical or not identical?
Well, they're
from the perspective of Lo Yimatzei. Again, if I told you Lo Yirai, then obviously they're Rochok Yom HaVelayla. But I'm talking from Lo Yimatzei. Are they identical? Does it make any bit of difference whether it's my Chometz or it's the guy's Chometz?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, so Itamar says it's not, which you might be right. I don't know. But who disagrees? You want to disagree? Rowe wants to say it's different. Because when the Torah says get rid of your chametz or don't have chametz, the Torah is primarily focused on whose chametz?
Yours.
Yours chametz. What, are you going to go around and, you know, with a brenner and, you know, destroy all chametz from this guy and that guy? Ella, what? The guy brought his chametz into your rishut. That's also included in Lo Yimatzei. The Torah doesn't say Lecha. Yeah, it's included in Lo Yimatzei, but it's like a Ribui HaKasuv based on the fact that the Torah dropped what word? Lecha, meaning, I'll be Sfarab Shuta, whose Chametz should you be destroyed?
Yours
Chametz, not a guy's Chametz. It's not yours. The Torah should have said Lecha. But the Torah went out of its way to drop the word Lecha to include another gradation of, or an expansion of lo yimatzei. So you have what I call the primary violation of lo yimatzei, and then you have the fact that the Torah left out lecha, including even shalacherim. Now we go back to lo yirai, and the Torah says lo yirai lecha. The gili milt of lecha is to teach me that as far as lo yimatzei is concerned, since we already had that chiluk between Shalcha and Shalacherim, the Torah wants to tell you through Lo Yiroeh that you don't violate Lo Yimatzei and Chometz Shalacherim. But in the case of Atmana, since there's no bit of difference between Chometz Tamud and Chometz Galui, therefore when the Torah says that you violate Lo Yimatzei in both cases, whether it's Tamud or not, that's a Gili Milt on Lo Yiroeh that you violate Lo Yiroeh by Yimatzei even on Chometz Tamud. Okay, I see it's later already, so we'll stop here. If anyone's interested, again, I'm not pushing myself, but we can talk a little about Tzvirus Omer tomorrow. But the next year I'm talking. Are you fellows still with us next week?
Yep.
Yeah, I always forget when it's over. So, Bli Neder will talk about Kabbalah Sachrayus, the different sheets of what Kabbalah Sachrayus is, and Dover Gorm Lomamin. That will be next. Wow. That'll be 8 days from today, I guess, right? Okay. Now, let's see if Aubrey came.
Yeah, you knew that. Oh, I asked you about it. Oh, you're going to tell?